Lenny, what was it like for you when you first heard from the administration that they would, rather than absorb losses and make cuts, they would instead eliminate men's wrestling from its offering at Davis?
Yeah, well, they were making an announcement that they were going to sports. We just didn't think it was going to be us because of the head athletic director last fall told me in front of the assistant athletic director and our one of our key donors that no matter what would happen, wrestling would be safe here at Davis. And so we bring in, I mean, just a little quickly, we fundraise second to the most numbers other than football, and we have one of the highest gates here at UC Davis, maybe the highest after football, one person told me anyway. And then we have the highest alumni giving. And anyway, so all that being said, this is some of the criteria that they were looking at. And we thought, you know, of course we thought we were good. So I didn't hear anything. Associate Athletic Director did say for an NCAA tournament that we'll be one of the 13 teams looked at because we're not in the Big West Conference, which, you know, alarmed me to what. And then at the other time, I said, you know, you're thinking if the athletic director told you that last year, you're probably not going to be in the bottom, you know, few sports to be eliminated. But anyway, so I got a phone call, and he told me the news about the 5 minutes before his press conference. And, I was pretty floored, to say the least.
I'm going to ask you to talk up just a tiny bit, Jim, if you would. It was disclosed, too, that they've made their determination of program elimination based on the cost, as they saw it, to the university of some $900,000 a year. That number is really nowhere near the truth.
No, I just talked to the administrators last week because people are wanting to know what to take to reinstate or get it going, and they gave me the number $350,000 per year. And so it's quite a big discrepancy. And that's what it caught me. I know the budget. I don't know what are the costs they're factoring in. But it's all news to me.
What is your actual budget on an annual basis?
Well, it's about $350,000. They're total with everything, salaries and scholarships and what else? Budget, you know, the operating budget.
Operational budget. So you're looking at about $350,000 a year. What has been the response been like from the alumni of Davis and past and current athletes?
Well, it just kills people. They just can't believe it. They're just upset. I mean, you hit a hornet's nest when you cut wrestling anyway. And, you know, we were one of the most, successful teams. We're the only ones with a national champion. There's only been two All-Americans in the history of the school. One's a girls' golf. She was eighth. But anyway, we beat, like, a 10th-ranked team in the nation. Prior to this year, we were in top four of the Pac-10 through the previous 4 years. You know, and Clayton Higgins, Arizona State, and they've always been a competitive team. And we got some parameters to work, you know, we got academics and different things we had to work around because of scholarships, because of the GPA to get in here. But anyway, I think that the alumni and people, the California people, really felt strong about this program. I mean, they liked it. They, you know, we put 5,200 people in the stands one time when the Iowa came out, and that's never been done on any sport in that arena in the last 10 years. And basketball doesn't mean, I don't think basketball's ever cracked 4,000. They do these huge marketing campaigns. But anyway, that's just to say, you know, there's a lot of interest, I mean, in the sport.
What should people be doing, Lenny, to assist you? What should fans of wrestling and those that can, what should they be doing?
I mean, it's a political deal, of course. You know, the funds were cut by the chancellor, and then the review committee saw that we were the sport to be cut based on a $96,000 budget and other things, I guess. But the things I think we can do is, I mean, it always helps to, you know, I don't know if people realize what national interest we have in all of the programs in the nation. And each program kind of has a domino effect on one another. So anybody that has, you know, an interest in wrestling, I think it helps always to write in to, you know, the people that make the decisions. And, you know, that would be our chancellor. There's a person named Fred Wood, who's vice chancellor of these athletics, and then our athletic director. I think really, though, if this is going to be reinstated, I think it's going to have to be done at a political level, where somebody tells the university that we can't do this based on the number of high school wrestlers that we have in the state, 27,000 the most. And right now there's the least amount of opportunity of any sport for these wrestlers. So, and the other thing is 43% of the kids who played in the state, or 44 this year, were minorities. So, I mean, it's it looks, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities for, you know, they don't seem to be taking the opportunities away from the white, rich sports, you know. But this one they are, and I think we have politically, I think we do have a stand. But anyway, letters in always helps. I mean, it's a financial thing, but it's also a political thing. And finances, I mean, you know, they're going to come up with a number, and you know, it's always a big number. I truly feel the state should pay for this program. I think it's, you know, California taxpayers, there's 27,000 kids, their parents pay taxes. I think they should pay for this program. That's how I feel.
Well, based on their tax donation, they're certainly not getting a opportunity to continue their education in sports that they wish compete in, and that's certainly very sad. If you'd like more information, we invite you to visit SaveCaliforniaWrestling.org. Stay in touch with IntermattWrestle.com and certainly be watching our programming and listening to our programming as well, as we'll bring you the latest updates as we can from Lenny Zaleski and those at UC Davis. There are people there on campus that do care. There are people in the state of California, past wrestlers, and those are outside of the borders as well, that have had great experience at UC Davis competing. So I suggest that we again get together and not just save this program, but endow this program to a degree that it will no longer be a worry for the athletic departments, but yet we set another benchmark, another level of giving, where we can control the destiny and the opportunities that await those young athletes. Those, and a lot of them, as you mentioned, Lenny, minorities. We need this opportunity mm-hmm. for our young athletes to be able to continue to compete. 750 plus mm-hmm. high schools out there and the thousands of kids mm-hmm. that compete within them deserve better than this.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, it funnels on down, too. If you cut all the college programs, and then where are the college coaches coming from? The high schools in the future years, you know, there's not going to be any. And, you know, Russell, we just had an article run on a heavyweight, Ricky Akala. Now, maybe I'll forward that to you, Scott, and you can put some of the stuff on your website or whatever you have. But it's a story about, you know, Ricky grew up in a town where, you know, his brother was in jail and got killed. And at that time, he decided to, you know, do something different with his life, and talked about the police coming in the middle of the night, arresting his brothers. And he just decided to, got involved in wrestling, and, you know, he's a 4.3, he was a 4.3 student, and, you know, wrestling was one vehicle that guy, and he's a two-time national qualifier. But, I mean, if wrestling can save 1%, you know, of the 270,000 or 27,000 wrestlers in the state, that's 270 kids, $60,000 a year for a, you know, for them to go to prison, that's a big number. You know, the state pays it on the other end.
They absolutely do.
Yeah. So, I mean, Russin has countless stories about taking kids like this from tough backgrounds to give them, you know, work ethic, teach them, you know, to set goals, There's probably no greater place, no greater state right now than California that needs something like this for the youth.
And it's not just the Santa Ana, you know, high schools. It isn't. And there's so many high schools, so
no,
many kids.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I live 12 miles north of Davis, and it's happening right there at the two high schools. There's gang shootings. There's, you know, kids are looking for something. And, you know, Ruston does get a few. They had strong Ruston programs. I think they get a lot of them. But anyway, it can save a few for sure.
Well, it's not over. It's certainly not over. As a matter of fact, the battle is just getting underway. And, again, you can be a part of the battle. We encourage you to. That's what you were trained to do. That's what you were brought up to do. Fight within our sport, to compete within our sport. Well, now we're battling for our very existence in the state of California. And if you think it won't have a national impact, it absolutely will. It already has. Lenny Zaleski, thank you. Please keep us updated.
I sure will, Scott. Thanks for calling.
For all of us at TDR TV, thanks for listening.